Star 98. This Super Bowl Sunday, first big eating holiday, really, of the year. New survey asked people what foods they're planning to eat during the big game. The usual suspects: chips and dip, wings, pizza, nachos, cheese and crackers, burgers or sliders, and then cookies, ice cream, mozzarella sticks, and tacos. And I actually just emailed or just texted my wife to see what was on the menu for the Super Bowl for in the Steve Davis household. Well, I plan on watching the game at home, not going to have anybody over, and just going to watch it at home but have some food. Sometimes we do, like, you know, loaded nachos or something like that, you know, and kind of just to get into the mood of the game by having something like that to eat. So that's kind of the plan.
I'm doing what I normally do for Super Bowl Sunday, which is I know this may come as a big surprise to you, but I kind of like to watch the Super Bowl of all games. I kind of like to watch that by myself just so I can hear everything and people aren't walking in front of the TV and talking and things like that. So while some people, like you were saying, normally you have a big party and so your menu might change, it's probably about the same this year for me as it was any other year, because if I can avoid going to Super Bowl parties or hosting one, I try to do that. Yeah, and not because I don't enjoy all the different spread of food, but it's just...
No, you're the NFL. You're the NFL.
That's not true.
I want to stay home and watch the game by myself. The NFL. No fun, Laura.
No, because I like to hear and see for show purposes, because we'll talk about them on Monday morning. I like to see the whole halftime show without someone going, oh, what are they wearing? Who is this? Quiet, everyone, quiet. I don't have to say that when I'm by myself. So, yes, if that makes me the NFL, I like to enjoy the game by myself. That's fine. But as far as the spread, did you see the picture for the nachos? You guys could do this. So you take either your kitchen table or the counter, and you spread the whole thing with either aluminum foil or wax paper or something.
Okay.
And then you guys can all sit around the table, and you put all the chips in the middle of the table, and then all the nacho toppings just kind of all over it. But it's all contained because it's all in the foil, so it's like a giant plate or platter. Uh-huh. And then you can just kind of pull nachos out from the center. That would be fun for you guys to do pregame, you know?
This sounds like a lot of work and a big-time mess. I'm not quite sure. I don't know about that. I don't know.
All of a sudden, now who's the NF, not L? You.
Whatever.
Kids. We can't have fun with nachos. I'm the no fun dad all of a sudden. Yeah, NFD, no fun dad is what you're becoming.
So you would do better at my house with the kids? Okay.
Listen, if I was babysitting your children, we could have we're going to call them tabletop nachos. Yeah, I would do that for them. But then I would also say, eat your nachos in silence because we got to watch this game and everybody be quiet.
Exactly. They would cry and they would call you the NFL too.
Now, no, they wouldn't. They would be so busy munching on their nachos. I'd pull some ice cream out for them. Whatever it took to keep them quiet for the game, eat all you want, and then I'll send you home to your no-fun dad.
Wow. Star 98 with Steve and Laura.
98.5 Star 98.